Hi, everyone. Welcome back. This is part two of a two-part recap. If you're wondering where part one was, well, go check in the feed and be sure to subscribe so that way you always get your episodes. But enough of that. Let's get right back into the episode.
So she goes, until recently, I thought he would love us no matter what. I'm like, you guys were the ones who sassed off to him. If I remember correctly, Venus had a conversation with Marcus where he's basically like, you need to get your shit together. And then Marcus wrote Venus a text that was kind of like, fuck you, bro. Like, our friendship's basically over. And Venus was like, fuck you. I never liked you in the first place. And then Marcus then told everyone what happened. But like, this was Marcus who escalated it. And they're acting like Venus out of the blue just came for them. And no, Venus was giving tough love. And you guys are the fuckers.
Yeah, but Venus was too much. And also Venus betrayed Kim in her mind because Venus was sticking up for Natalie. He was telling Marcus, you need to go in there and stand up for Natalie against Kim because Kim's coming for Natalie. And you know that you've called her your sister, whatever that stupid fight was. So I think Kim's like, oh, you're supposed to be my gay best friend. And then you betrayed me by telling my boyfriend instead of coming to be nice to me to go stick up against me with Natalie. And I think that's the real problem. But Venus will never see that, and Kim will never vocalize it because she thinks she's being sneaky. And so he's like, what are you talking about? I got mad at you, but you guys are the ones who outed me to everybody as far as my gossip. Like, you told everybody I talked. You ruined every relationship I have in this place, basically. Mm-hmm. And she goes, okay, fair. That's fair. Yeah, you're the bigger asshole here, man.
Yeah, that's way worse than him saying be nicer to Natalie, okay? And also, like, he's not property of Kim. And like, I get it. You know, you want your friends to be loyal, et cetera. But he's also allowed to be friends with Natalie, and he's allowed to see that there's all this bullshit that's going on, like, between these. And that it was Marcus who was the real issue in that stupid fight with Natalie. And he's allowed to stand up for Natalie. And Kim doesn't get to just be like, oh, because he stood up for Natalie, that then we as a couple are going to fire off like a really hostile, mean text.
Yeah. So, well, there's also the element of being the gay friend, because it is kind of like property. It's not the same as being a regular friend for whatever reason. Exactly. It's just not. It's like, that's my gay friend, and my gay friend wouldn't even be there for me and stands up for this other girl instead. Oh, fine. You know, and then it just becomes like, okay, I'm going to ruin the gay friend and to everybody else and say all the shit. I don't know. There is something different about it being the gay. It's like they feel like, oh, well, he's the gay, so he's lucky to be with us because he's not with anybody. And he's lucky to have us as an ally, as a couple, you know, since he can't have a couple. He's just the gay. You know, there's something about that.
There is. God, you know, this show really is good. I love the stupid things that we're talking about on this episode between this fight and with everything with Jason and Angelica. Like, you cannot tell me this show is not entertaining. I'm sorry. Yeah. This is a good ass show. So,
and to me, my favorite rain cloud. I love that. Demi, yeah, he's hair flipping, and Kim's like, yeah, but like, whatever. Like, that wasn't right, and like, I guess I should apologize. And then Demi comes out like rain cloud. She's like, hi, are we okay? Because like, it's pretty crowded, so like, you should get back to work. Thanks.
I just love her hatred of everyone. So,
well, she's also like the manager of morons. I mean, this is like, okay, we're in the middle of a premiere party. The restaurant is full. Everything's busy. And they're like, do you want to go outside and cry for half an hour? Okay, sure. Yeah. They're just like sitting there smoking cigarettes. Like, hello.
I feel like all she wants to do is finish some sort of like bowl from Kava that she got for lunch, and she just can't find the time to do it because everyone is constantly outside having conversations. Can you guys come in and cover the bar so I can finally finish my bowl from Kava?
It's always fucking melted. Like, her bowl from Kava is always melted by the time she gets back every time.
Some sad chickpeas are left, and she's like, well, now it's not even fresh anymore.
Yeah.
So Kim is like, okay, well, let's maybe try and talk again, you know, because like, I think I'm obviously struggling with Natalie right now. And like, your closeness with her isn't necessarily comforting, nor do I feel comfortable being super close to you right now because of that. So she's like, well, we can make up.
There we go.
Yeah. But like, you're my toy, and you have to be like, get to stay in my toy chest.
Yeah. Who's gay are you? So he's like, well, love you. Hair flick, hair flick, hair flick. And he's like, I don't feel like Kim is fully hearing me. So at this point, I'm just going to like love her where we are. And I'm just going to move forward and flick my hair a lot until I have an aneurysm. And so because it like there's like literally nothing I can do except make you wonder why every time I'm sitting here in a confessional, one of my eyes is crying. Have you noticed that? What is that? Why is his left eye, our right eye, is always crying? Did he just do a bump in that part of his, like on that side of his nose? Like, I need to know what's happening.
I would like to know why he's dressed like he's a long lost cast member of the movie Widows. Why does he look like he's trying to break into a mansion and steal a vase?
Why is ABBA styling you?
He's got like, I'm going to do my best crimped hair, but like all black leather and glove outfit. So that way, after I'm done with this, I'm going to break into Adrian Maloof's house and take a TV. I mean, like, why is he dressed like
this? I don't know, but I think it's working. I think we're just like old fuddy-duddy gays because I was out last week in, you know, West Hollywood, and I was talking to a gay, and he's like, oh my God, the new Vanderpump Rules, iconic. The gay, iconic, like instant icon. Fucking love him. His fashion, his hair, his gloves. And I was like, wow, I guess.
He's serving a look for sure. It's just like very funny for this show. This is a show where in every confessional, all the guys have like their shirts like unbuttoned down to their navel. And he is like fully buttoned. He's like all the way covered up in all this black. He literally looks like he just took off his balaclava to do the interview and he's going to put it back on and he's going to go like scale down the side of some museum. Luke style.
I love that balaclavas are coming up twice in a recap. It's so good.
Did you mention a balaclava earlier?
Yeah, it was my last act of putting on my clothes in OnlyFans.
The balaclava. Oh, God.
So now Jason arrives at the jujitsu date. So he arrives and he's like, yeah, Angelica's like a Taekwondo 2-time black belt. Like, it's super impressive. Like, I'm not a pro in Taekwondo, but I love jujitsu. So, like, you know, it's just like about turning joints. You know, like you're supposed to turn your joints in ways that they're not supposed to go. That's like my thing.
That's great. It's exciting. So he's doing some flips and cartwheels and all this stuff. And Angelica walks in and she immediately is like, that's cool that you're doing these flips, but you didn't tie your belt correctly. Here, I'll fix that for you.
you don't even know how to tie your belt.
He's like,
so find out.
Do it for me.
We find out that she is a second degree black belt in Taekwondo and she was on the national team for 3 years, which is crazy. And we see pictures of her doing this and we see just her practicing and kicking and it's crazy. It's amazing. And so she's like, yeah, I mean, this is like different because this is like joints and like what I do is like, and like it's different because it's like groundwork. So I don't know. Like, I guess it's strange positions he's excited to put me in.
So now they do some exercises and everything. And Jason the instructor like flips Jason over and do this thing. And now he's going to like, Jason's going to flip Angelica over or Angelica's going to flip Jason over. They're just like doing like floor exercises and stuff. And it's like back and forth. But then like Jason like takes Angelica and like whips her around his body and slams her to the ground. And she's like, whoa, that was a lot right there. She's like,
Weird. Yeah, he's getting too aggressive with her. And also, she doesn't know this. She doesn't know this discipline. So he's just like swinging her around and slamming her to the ground and like getting on top of her. And it's not sexy. He's just like trying to win. And it's
right.
She's grossed out. She's grossed out by it.
So he now has her pinned down on the ground in sort of like a flirty way. And so she's on the ground and he's like pinned. He's like sort of grappling her and he's sort of like over her. And at this moment on their date, he goes, I gotta be honest with you with something though. Not gonna lie. At the time, I was kind of like talking to somebody, but like, I just want you to know that it's done. So it's like, she asked you if you were talking to someone and you said no. And now you lied again. Like, it's amazing. Like, how many like bear traps can you step into? Like, what is wrong with this person? And then he goes, yeah. Me and Angelica are starting on a new slate and I feel more vulnerable. I feel more safe with Angelica. I just want to open up to her. I like wearing my heart on my sleeve and showing her who I truly am. Who you truly are is a liar.
You're a fucking liar, big time, multiple time liar. So now he's still on top of her and he's like, so like the person I was talking to was somebody that was like so important to me at the time, but then the time showed me that they weren't the right match. So like, I'm open to see what the next step is with you. And she's like, okay.
But this is also fucking crazy. Liar. He just shut up. Stop saying, I think he's trying to be like, that's how much I like you, is that I got rid of this other person who meant a lot to me. I'm like, do they really mean a lot to you if you met this one girl who you blocked on Instagram? And you didn't even want to like hang out with at Barney's Beanery, but you're going to dump someone over that? I'm like, no, something is not. This is bullshit over here.
Yeah, she's like, can I be honest with you? Could you be honest with me? Let me be honest with you. Could you be honest with me? And he's like, okay, for sure. Do you have a situation going on? This is the flashback. So now she's like, whatever, this guy fucking lied to me. And the producer asks her, does Jason know about your ex? And she's like, I mean, yes. And we see a flashback of her saying she still lives with the ex. And he asked, did you say that you were still sleeping with him? And she's like, well, I may not have used those words exactly, but like, I think it's pretty obvious because like, I still live with him. I mean, duh.
Yeah, I mean, she probably should be like a little bit more explicit, but the point is that she asked him if he was in a situation and he said explicitly no. And now he's saying that not only was he not in a situation, he's now saying he was, I'm sorry, not now is he not only saying that he was in a situation, but he was with a situation with someone who was really important to him. I was like, what? Why are you so bad at this?
Yeah, he really is. So he tries to kiss her. He's still straddling her and she's like, no. And she gets out of it and he's like, okay, well, just swerve a kiss. I mean, like, that's not the biggest thing. I mean, maybe she's just playing games. I don't know. Oh, you're such a dumbass.
So like impressively dumb in a way that like was refreshing to see. I feel like we haven't seen this level of idiocy in a little bit. So it feels great to, it feels like a warm hug. So now speaking of, we now go see the eyebrows over at their apartment where Chris is filming something. It's like, is he like,
they're doing like a food? Joint. No, they're doing a joint OnlyFans, but for Mother's Day. So fucking weird. Like, do you Day blow OnlyFans. Each other at the end of this? Like, what is happening? It's weird. So he's like, hey, what's going on, guys? How you doing today? We're getting crafty. As you can see, like, I've got a bouquet of flower for my mom because Mother's Day is around the corner, even though she doesn't live here. But whatever. I'll enjoy the flowers. Love you, mom. Got my cousin Jason here. We're both mama's boys. We both love our moms and we both got cornholes. Let's see what we're going to do with him today.
I know. Here's a great gift. You can take these flowers and stick them up your cornhole and take a photo of it. That's for you, mom.
Hey, mom. Sorry, can't say happy Mother's Day with my mouth full. Jesus, Jason, back off, okay? It's not your time yet.
When it comes on my face, I'm dedicating it to you, mom. I only got here from my one way, and it's because someone did this with you. So Jason's... This is actually like, you know, we always talk about how the fuck boys are always talking about how they really emphasize how much they love their moms. So this is all kind of like OnlyFans fuckboyerism. And so they're doing this and Jason's telling us the journey with me and Chris moving to California was just like any typical actor story. You know, the first 5 months in LA, I was grinding as a server, working at a spa, and I was also working at a club and I had 3 jobs. And Chris says, yeah, first moved to LA. It was like not really what I was expecting. I mean, I thought like, hello, your lead actor for the Tangled reboot is here. But didn't really happen. I sort of thought it would just find me at the diner. But no, we barely had anything. So
such sad news on that front, by the way. Have you heard of that? Mm.
The Tangled?
New Tangled movie casts Tegan Croft and Milo Manheim. I mean, you got beat out by a Manheim. Cameron Manheim is somewhere right now like, ha ha, suck it, Vanderpump Rules, loser. Enjoy blowing your cousin for the next decade.
Dang, that was 3 hours ago. That is fresh news. And that really is Cameron Manheim's son. I didn't talk
it. Oh, is wow. it? I didn't know that was really Cameron Manheim's son. I just did that.
Tangled star Milo Manheim is following in mom Cameron Manheim's footsteps.
There you go. So, little wow, Boston legal. Don't fuck with a Boston legal B player. I shouldn't call her a B player. Supporting player.
She won an Emmy Award for something.
Cameron Manheim for Boston legal, I think.
or the practice, right. One of those.
There's or the practice. Like, it was the practice. Boston practice Legal is after that. Yeah. You're right. You're right. The practice. Yeah, you're right.
Wow. This really is.
Sorry, Ms.
This is
Mannheim.
Like brand new news. I don't know why I'm so like shocked by this, but yeah, that is tough. Sorry, Chris. You would have been a great choice, but unfortunately.
I know. I actually felt bad for him, but then I remembered that this is a show about watching people's dreams die. And I was like, so much is happening in season one. Yes.
Also, I have to say, I know that Chris feels like he is the perfect, you know, Flynn Rider. I gotta say, if I'm gonna choose anyone from Bravo, I'm gonna choose Joe Bradley, the Southern Charm version, not the Below Deck version, right? I think we gotta say it's kind of a Joe Bradley role.
I don't remember the man in that movie. I just remember the chick because she was great.
I love that movie. Picture, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't remember the guy doing much. I mean. Whatever. The chick had so much
congratulations.
I was like, can you spare a little?
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
I'm surprised they were able to even make a whole movie out of that. I always loved Rapunzel as a fairy tale, but I always felt like it was a bit one-dimensional. It was like, oh, she got put up in the tower. She grew her hair out. She let it down. He climbed up. And I'm always like, how did they get down from there? Once he climbs up the tower, isn't he just stuck in the tower also?
Unless it's like hangnail, I guess. Like you get a nail and you hang it and then you like loop your hair around it. And so you could use it like as a both way kind of a thing.
You cut off the hair and then tie it to something in the tower. And then
no, you don't cut off the hair. No, you don't cut it off. I mean, I remember I saw the movie, but I don't remember that much.
Don't cut off the hair.
Yeah.
Just come on. Like,
it sounds like a gross live action movie though, because in cartoons, the hair looks cute. You know what I mean? It's like, oh my God, just this long. But hair that's long in real life is just not cute. It's all damaged and like issues. There's probably bugs living in it. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an awkward live action movie. I'm just saying right now, they're going to be like, Cameron Mannheim's son was disgusting trying to manhandle all that hair. Cameron's going to be like, damn it. We worked so hard for this. We should have let the Vanderpump Rules kids take it. Oh God.
According to Google AI, it says in the classic Brothers Grimm version, the Rapunzel story ends with the witch banishing Rapunzel to the wilderness where she has twins and her prince blinded by thorns after jumping from the tower. See, that's what happens. You can't get back down. You had to jump out of the tower. Finds her by voice and the tears of her joy heal his sight. So basically she was
Him to the woods.
I know. I was like, isn't this just Into the Woods? I think Google AI messed up because I'm like, she was in the tower and then her mom was like, fuck you. Get out of my tower. I was protecting you. Now you're going in the wilderness. Enjoy your kids. You got knocked up. You got knocked up.
No, what's out there in the world.
Rapunzel's like, I'm on OnlyFans, guys, now. So I've been like kicked out of my tower and I'm just like on OnlyFans. And then you sign up and she's like not even showing anything.
She's braiding her hair. You're like, what the fuck, Rapunzel?
Wow.
Didn't promise you anything. Okay. So we're watching the boys make this Mother's Day video. They're now jerking each other off while Jason tells us, yeah, like when we first got here, like it was bad. We were living in our fucking cars. And Chris is like, yeah, dude, my Volkswagen Jetta. Oh God, right there. Just get the nuts a little. All our clothes were in trash bags. And Jason's like, yeah, I was using trash bags and clothes as warmth at night and your body heat. And honestly, bro, I was just getting sick of ramen noodles and fucking cat food.
Oh God, I forgot about this detail. Well, first of all, it's also funny, like using your trash bags and clothes as warmth at night, like.
And you and your body heat. These two. I mean, can I sign up? Where do I sign up again? I'm willing to go back.
So then Jason tells us, yeah, man, when I got here, I was trying to eat clean and I didn't have any money to do it. So I was eating cat food. Really? And the producer's like, what does cat food taste like? And have you seen Grey Gardens? And he's like, tastes like canned tuna, like the one you get at Ralph's. You mean not the one you get at like Bristol Farms, not the one you get at Erewhon. And he's like, honestly, shout out to them. I was shredded. I love that. That's what he prioritized. He was like, I don't have enough money for anything. Like I'm scraping things by, but gotta look good, which honestly, it's LA. So I actually, that is the journey for many actors.
I mean, it worked. The cat food stock just went up. I just imagine so many queens in this town, especially being like, you know what? He did it. I can do it. Cat food it is. Cat food it is.
Fancy Feasts.
Yeah. Sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say that. So they're just doing their they're doing this photo shoot with their manager, which is funny. This random girl. And Jason's like, yeah, Chris and I were just trying to figure out how we're going to make money faster. And I see all these social media people and I'm thinking to myself, how are they going to make money like this? And I'm like, do we need a backstory for why you decided to join OnlyFans? I think it's pretty obvious.
You're hot. Okay. It's an option. You took it. We get it. And so meanwhile, they come. At the same time, which is really impressive. And Jason's like, yeah, subscribe if you want to see Justin Fox's page. And Chris is like, yeah, like and subscribe if you want to see Axel Stone's page. Oh, God, Italian Stallion 3. Yeah, find me, Italian Stallion 3. I love that you're in Italian Stallion 3. Listen, it's hard enough getting into the live action Tangled being Italian Stallion 1, you know? But 3?
Yeah. Also, I just looked up Axel Stone, and it's actually a Street Fighter character. I was like, you named your porn name after Street Fighter? Of course he did.
Who was that?
Axel Stone. That's Chris.
Chris is, what didn't he say? He's Italian Stallion? Oh no, you're right. Yeah, he says this.
But I just like, there's actually another Axel Stone. There's also another porn star named Axel Stone. This is what I'm discovering as I'm looking here on, I did Axel Stone OnlyFans and all sorts of fascinating things have shown up.
But wait, I just looked up Italian Stallion 3 and this is not him. This is some guy who just had a baby. He's like, hey, I'm Italian Stallion 3. So wait, who's he saying to follow? You need to get better at this. I'm trying to get a boner, guys. Yeah. Who's this Italian Stallion 3? Okay, what's his other name? Axel Stone page.
Axel Stone with no E, I suppose. I don't know. Maybe there is an E.
Stone. Naked.
I'm gonna look up Justin Fox. Justin Fox OnlyFans. Let's see if anything shows up.
Yes, view profile. It's like it's sensitive. Are you sure you want to look at it? Yes, I'm sure. Oh yeah, okay. So it is Axel the Stone. So you see, they're not even getting, but it says Axel the Stone hasn't posted. Do I need to subscribe?
I will say I looked up Justin Fox, who is Jason, and I said Justin Fox OnlyFans. And I did not find anything particularly good there, but there is another Justin Fox who is a porn star and he is quite impressive. I will say good for you, other Justin Fox.
This one is like Justin with a Y and two X's.
There's a Justin Fox who keeps on taking nude photos of himself in airplane bathrooms. He's doing great work. He's like this big beefy guy. Good for him.
Yeah, I can't find him. Okay, we'll have a full at least X breakdown one of these days. So
We'll do it at South Beach, Miami.
Yeah, we'll do it at the South Beach Food and Wine Festival. Hell yes. So Jason's like, yeah, people were hitting me up on Instagram left and right saying you should do OnlyFans. And then like all of a sudden it was just like Eureka. And Chris is like, yeah, Jason started OnlyFans before me and I just saw how much money he was making and I wanted to make as much fucking money as we could. So we did it. And now they're in leopard underwear and they're going, Happy Mother's Day.
So stupid. Did you mention this line from Chris? I may have been looking at OnlyFans pictures at this point, but did you mention this line when he said, you know, serving, you can make good money, but we were still in the hole.
Oh, like, God.
Sir, you got to really.
You're still really in think it. About, you're literally in it in this
you're
scene.
In it. You are really, really showing it off. Okay. So, yeah, they're like in the leopard underwear saying Happy Mother's Day. So, their photographer / manager leaves. And then Jason goes, okay, well, I got to study Shakespeare because I got my scene tomorrow. I was like, no. Oh, so amazing.
So good. So then we go to Shane getting dressed. He's like, oh yeah, wine for the lady, fruit punch for the man. That's how it's gonna go today. And he's getting ready for like a date, and he's telling us, in one point in my life, it genuinely was, dude, how do we get laid all the time? I didn't care about the consequences of that. But you know what? Now I'm older, I've been humbled by life. Then it's more like, how do we tell the truth but still get the needs? My needs met. Bro, Shane Davis, baby.
Yeah. So you are still thinking, how do we get laid all the time? You're just saying, now I'm not going to lie about it. And by the way, in this scene that happens, he literally lies
about it. So, yeah.
He goes, women have sexual needs too. I'm here to fulfill them. Yeah, baby.
So this girl, Kristen, arrives and he's like, hey, sorry, my dog didn't go crazy for a second. And she's like, it's okay. I love dogs. He's like, yeah, Kristen's an absolute baddie and I met her on set. What set was it? Doesn't matter. When you're a model, all the world's a set. And I'm hyped up that she's finally back in the dating pool because I think the situation with Natalie kind of made me insecure.
Got all these guys leaning into like, now I'm insecure. I'm vulnerable. It is hilarious. This is such a 2026 version of this show. It's kind of amazing.
Yeah.
We see 2 weeks ago, Natalie being like, you shot all your cards. That's like making me kind of bored. So now he's like,
and now I'm just going to like have a couple of solid dates after all this confusion just to get my mojo back. Yeah.
He's like, oh my God, how did I get this open? Oh yeah, it's a twist top, baby. It's a twist top on the wine.
Third time in my life, I was wondering how do I trick a cork out of a bottle, but now I'm all about the twist off.
Hope you don't mind. I'm going to have some fruit punch, okay? She's like, okay. So she's like, sorry, started drinking without you. So what have you been up to?
It's like, most of screenwriting, you know how it goes. Oh, yeah. I got my life story, which I'm working on. It's pretty much a whole fucking thing. Cause yeah, I got shot when I was young. I was paralyzed. I had to learn to walk and shit. Maybe you've heard about it. Probably not, cause my story's not out yet. Biopic, baby. I'm calling it 8 Mile to you.
So 16 Mile?
Huh? I didn't get it.
So she's like, wow. Can I see your gunshot wounds?
Yeah. Look, I put band-aids on the gunshot wounds. So I always know where they are when I want to impress and check.
Oh, God.
It's on my half titty.
And then he tells us, yeah, I've got a problem trauma dumping, but you know what? I'm an overshower, but using those gunshot wounds as a lure to show off the hard work I've been putting on half titty. Not a bad idea. Ding!
Yeah, I got this one in high school, and so it's the devil reaching for hope. That's my hope tattoo. The devil reaching for hope.
Like, wait, so the devil... You're saying the devil's trying to take hope, or the devil is like actually trying to find hope? The devil's trying to be hopeful right now.
I like that the devil really just like wants to be understood. He's like, oh, God, please, the hope. It's like, no, stop.
This is a reminder that you have to have. I'm assuming it's like, this is a reminder that you've got to keep hope alive because otherwise the devil's going to take it away from you. So therefore, I've got a tattooed on my shoulder in case I forget to have hope.
What an absolute fucking tool. I love it. She goes, wow, I love it. And he's like, yeah, I want to make out. And then he gets a text and it says here. And she goes, oh, a text from someone named Karina, huh? And he goes,
oh, that's my fucking sister. Let me text back. Wait in your car. Got that. Or I'm telling mom.
She's like, I want to fuck you. Well, you have a weird relationship with your sister.
That's just the way we talk. That's it. That's fine. Anyway, you got to go. Got to go. Bye, 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 bye.
She's like,
she goes, look, I don't care. I'm with somebody, but I don't care as long as they're up front. He goes, yeah, right. Yeah, that's pretty good. Okay, get out of here before she sees you. Okay.
Yeah. Ethical non-monogamy is making sure up front that a woman knows that your intentions are not for exclusive commitment. Kristen's dating other people and she's cool with it.
I'm like, ethical non-monogamy, what you're describing is just like guys being like, so it's where this is like not a thing, right? So we can see other people. That's not ethical non-monogamy. That's just like you having your cake and eating it too. Low carb, of course.
Yeah,
I guess. So I know you got to get to that concert.
And she's like, What concert? I got you tickets. Here's your concert. Go. Have fun. Bye.
But we are definitely seeing each other again. All right. Toodaloo. Have a good one. And come in, Karina. Hey, yeah.
Now, please. It's literally like watching like Colbert or something like that.
Okay. And now coming to the stage is Karina.
Yeah. Someone else who looks exactly the same. Different. Same girl, different tattoos. So the producer says, you're seeing multiple people, but you're very transparent.
Mm-hmm, that's right. Ethical monogamy, mother chucker.
Okay, but then why didn't you tell Kristen that Karina was coming? And he's like,
yikes. I can't really say it. I just can't say it.
Come on, man.
So he's like, have you been good, Karina? She's like, mm-hmm. So what about yourself? He's like, I'll be all right. And then he like leans in and just starts to kiss. He's like, want to watch a movie? Let's watch something scary. Let's watch the Ice Storm. Ooh, scary. Sigourney Weaver. And Shane is like, look, Karina loves movies. I have the best VHS collection upstairs. Don't have a VHS player, but I have a collection. So what I do is I hold one in one hand and one in the other. I do like a little puppet show with the VHS as puppets. It's so good. We get 5 minutes into it and then we just bone.
Yeah, Karina's really into the first 5 minutes of movies. Ooh, yeah.
So stupid. So now we go to Angelica's apartment and Audrey comes over and Angelica's like,
bro, literally standing up just now, like, I like totally felt it. I got my back blown out in the worst way by a man yesterday.
Yeah.
A word of silence for my vertebrae. Not gonna lie. And at the end of it, he was like, oh, by the way, I just want to be honest. Like, I did cut off the girl I was talking to, and I was like, okay. And then after telling me this, he tried to kiss me, and I was like, I just, like, don't want anything to do with Jason. Not gonna lie.
So she's like,
let's go over my history with Jason. So we flirted for a full day, and that was super cute. And then he made out with another girl. And then he invites me to a place and doesn't show up. And then we do a weird day where he injures me. Like, can we just move forward from this situation? Like, what the fuck, bro?
So Audrey's like, did he tell you about his other job? Their OF? She's like, OnlyFans?
They really connect off so well on this show. Audrey's like, yeah. You didn't know about it? She's like, what?
Like, that's like another red flag. Like, what is the content?
She's like, I don't want to know. I'm like so desensitized to OnlyFans because like ever since I've had like a phone, I've like known what it was. Like, I won't say like I've never thought about doing OnlyFans, but you can express yourself how you want and make like a lot of money and then fuck off to Europe and like marry a prince. And like, I don't know if they would like want anyone who does OnlyFans, but you know what? They wouldn't have to know.
I love this narrative that she has for herself, that you do OnlyFans for enough money to then fly off and marry into royalty.
Yeah. I think it's harder than people make it sound, OnlyFans, because everybody's on it, you know? I think it's like you're out there like wheeling and dealing and hustling. And I think I told you this, but at my niece's high school, there was a mom doing OnlyFans and she wrote on the back of her car with like paint on the window, you know, when people do that, like just graduated. But instead of that, it said like OnlyFans and it had her like QR code. And so all the dads, she was getting in trouble because all the dads were like sitting in the carpool line and going to her OnlyFans, you know, like you have to work it.
Yeah. It's there's competition out there. It's really, yeah. Very difficult.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Yeah. So Audrey's like, can I tell you a funny story? So Chris and I were hanging out after our surf lesson and like, I'd been like drinking and he goes, you want to just stay at my place? And I was like, sure. I mean, it was like PG-13, but in the morning I needed a shower. So he's like second door to the right. So I go to the shower and there's like, do you know what a penis pump is? She's like, what does that entail? She's like, yeah, it's like to get, like, I don't know, like to get an erection or like erectile dysfunction or something. It's like, oh my God, poor thing. She says, yeah, but like it was staring me down.
And then don't we see it? Isn't this where we see it? They show us a picture of, okay. So not only is it the penis pump, it's also a big rubber pussese that's in there. Did you notice the big rubber butt thing?
Jerk-off toy. I saw that. I was wondering if, because I feel like I saw the pump because I saw the thing, but then I saw the flesh. What's it called?
The flesh. I don't know. I just call it a fake pussy. What else do you call it?
The flesh pump, the flesh. You know, the flesh thing. It's called a flesh.
I'm too lazy for stuff like that, honestly. Like all the sex, the gadgets and the things flesh. And that. That's too much. But yeah, like I know. Fleshlight. I noticed what it was. It was like, no, it's not a flashlight. I know what those are. A flashlight is different. It looks like a flashlight, but this was like a butt. You know, it looked like a little butt.
So maybe what I thought was a flashlight was the penis pump, and then I did not see I do know that there are those like butts that like you can fuck.
Yeah, it's like a butt and a pussese. And so that's in there too. And so she's like, yeah. And it was like staring me down. I was like I was like mid shampoo, and me and the penis pump locked eyes. And I was like, hey. And it was like, what are you doing here? And I was like, what are you doing here?
And he goes,
so he sees her in the hall and he goes, hey, I thought you were in my bathroom. And she's like, I was. And he goes, no, that's not my bathroom. That's Jason's bathroom. She's like, oh my God.
So I just want to point out,
yeah, it's Jason.
That this stuff is in the public bathroom that's in the hallway for the guests to use. And it seems like this will be an issue because the previews for next week, they're doing a photo shoot and Angelica says, 3, 2, 1, say penis pump. And then it looks like Chris gets mad at Audrey because like, why are you making fun of the penis pump? And then Audrey gets mad at Angelica. Like, why would you say that? Why would you out that? But I'm like, this penis pump is in the public bathroom of your apartment. And also you're on OnlyFans.
Well,
and
it's Jason's bathroom.
But still. But it's Jason's bathroom. But she said, I went down the hallway.
That's,
the implication of the bathroom is public facing.
That's gold. So Angelica's like, ew, I need to shave my ears and grow new ears. I wish I was like a starfish because like they can regrow their ligaments.
And so Angela, she's like, I want to cut off my ears, but then I want them to grow back again. So then Angelica's just lying there. She's like, ow, my knees and back hurt a lot. It's like my neck, my back, my pussy and my crack. They are out of commission right now.
And well, yeah, that's 2 out of 3 things that he had in his bathroom.
So Andrew's like, well, we're going to the Abbey tonight because we just want to like gross out all the gay people who are just trying to have a fun time.
No, it's just a straight bar now. Like
fucking dancing. Yeah,
that's a straight place.
Like shake ass.
Now at the Abbey, Audrey's there with Mary Faith and Parker, and they're talking about Venus bringing his sister. And then Natalie comes and, but I don't know. It's just like, hello, 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 hello. So then, the boys come, Chris comes and, he's like, whoa, I'm big on charcuterie, guys. And Audrey's like, I'm obsessed with people ordering for me. So go for it.
It's like, oh yeah, you're in good hands with me. I know my way around charcuterie. I just made some for my mom and then jerked off all over it. So then some of this video. Venus has a sister, Savannah, and he's like, Savannah is my youngest sibling and she is in my eyes. It's just like perfect in every single way. But you want to like know a little bit of dirt on Savannah? She hooked up with Peter once. Yeah, that Peter. Savannah, what the fuck were you doing? She's probably like, thanks. Thanks for unnecessarily telling America all about that. I'm not a cast member on your show. Okay. I'm already mortified.
Neither is Peter, and he's catching strays in every episode. So then Angelica and Angelica and Jason hang out and she's like, my back hurts. And he goes, what is it from jujitsu? Is it like from jujitsu? She goes,
yeah, cause like you were rough. It's like when I stand, I feel this like electric shock and it shoots down my whole spine. Like it's scary.
And he goes, yeah, you should go to a chiropractor. Yeah. She's like, you should send her to a fucking chiropractor, you back blower.
She says she's getting an MRI tomorrow. And he's like, yeah, it's probably just like a pinched nerve. It happens to me like all the time. Oh, you ordered food? Food shows up. He's like somehow thrown off by this. He's like, do you have any friscus in that? Any fancy feasts? And she's like, yeah, I think actually like Chris ordered it. He's like, hell yeah. I'm just in pain. So,
okay.
Yeah. I can't really stand.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Yeah. Well, damn, I want to eat that, but I can't have cheese because I'm not a cheese guy. God, what do you want? I'll put some on the plate for you. Like fucking Bacchionasis.
I'm just trying to give you a lot of hints that I don't want to talk anymore. So I'll get it. He goes, they need forks. Yeah. Okay, I really can't talk about charcuterie logistics with you anymore. It's kind of driving me nuts. So I just want to tell you something. I really like you, and I might be like, I think we might be better off as friends. I just feel like a little overwhelmed. And when you tried to kiss me, it made me, I don't know. I just like, I don't know, but I feel like, I don't know. I just think that like, can you walk away now? Cause I can't.
Okay. Okay. Well, like I'm totally cool with being friends, I guess. I hope your back feels better. And so he tells us deep down, I'm hurt. Like I could feel my ego trying to cover it up and be like, Jason, don't act hurt. But like we just had a date and I had a chance to show her who I am when I was on top of her and she was pinned to the ground. Now it's just all cut off. Like all the feeling in her feet, probably. God, what a wuss.
Sir, you did show her who you were. This is, you had three chances too. Okay.
That's why she's leaving.
You blew her off. Yeah. You blew her off the first night. You were a no show the second night. And the third time you tried to kiss her while also giving her back injuries.
Yeah, so he tells Chris that he got dumped. And Chris is like, whoa, bro, she's playing games. She's playing games, bro. And he gets like way too mad. You guys are weird. Mm-hmm. Just date. Like, yeah, I know this is frowned upon, but like you're too mad and it's creepy.
And then he's like, I mean, they just had a jiu-jitsu class and apparently she can't stand up, but she walked her ass over here. It's like, well, she can walk. Like, she's not like an invalid now, but her,
if she's not moving a chair with a straw in her mouth, she's like just a total fake, according to him. And he's like, yeah, I don't know her, but like she's like got weird fake energy. So like I can't really tell her motives. What are her motives? She just dumped him. It's not like she's playing games with him. She said, I don't like you. And she left him. That's not a game.
The one who's acting squirrely is Jason. He's the one acting crazy. And then he's the one who's like, he's upset that like she broke things off with him when he was the one who was like, you're clingy and I don't want to talk with you anymore. And then decided, so like that already happened. And then on top of that, he decided he did want to talk to her and then he blew her off. It's crazy.
And then so, Chris says, yeah, she actually sent Jason a picture of her at the gym the other day after jiu-jitsu. So like she's full of shit. That's what she is. And she posted on Instagram last night. She's like, here's a picture I supposedly texted him. It's from my Instagram. So,
yeah. So then in comes Shane. So he sits down with Angelica. He's like, hey, what's up? How are you? Nice charcuterie, man. Why is there cat food on it? And Angelica's like, yeah, you look like really good tonight. He's like, oh, damn. You look really good tonight. What's going on over here? You want to sit down? Oh, you're already sitting down. That's so cool. How convenient. I'll sit down too.
He's like, yeah, because like I see you, but like I don't get to talk to you. He's like, yeah, I was a little worried about coming at you just because at first I was like, I don't know what she's feeling, you know? But why didn't you say hi? Because I just didn't step on Jason's toes. Because, you know, like, he needs those toes. He's pretty short. Like, he needs to stand on them. You know what I mean?
She goes, his tiny little toes. You don't want to hurt his tiny little feelings. His tiny little stupid small.
So he says, I always thought Angelica was hot, but I thought she was really madly in love with Jason. Bro code's super important, but the chemistry is just happening right now. Sorry, bro code.
I think you're hot, but like, I also like don't know you. He's like, yeah, you don't need another ex. That's all there is to it. Do you like movies?
Period with a T at the end. And that's all I want to know.
And he's, so now he's like, oh my God, look what's happening behind us. Look what's happening, you guys.
And I was just like, oh my God, I'm pretty sure it's been 0.5 seconds since she was talking to Jason. I mean, girl, we do not have to homie hop. We can do a homie walk. I'm like, no, that's just 0.5 seconds since she broke up, but she wasn't talking about Jason for a while.
So then Shane is like, yeah, I'm in this weird space where I'm trying not to get too attached to anything. It's a weird space called the past 10 years of my life, probably.
Yeah, so you're just like trying to fuck everything with a pulse? Yeah, check.
Okay, well, let me see if you got a pulse. Wait, you don't have a pulse, girl. Oh my God. Oh my God, she's dead. She's literally dead. God, this is fucking crazy. She's dead. She died. She died in the jiu-jitsu mat, Scott. She's reanimated. Someone help me. Someone get her. Get a stake. Put it through her heart. She's died on me.
So Chris is like, oh, she's going to be petty? Well, I'm going to butt in. So Chris and Angelica and Shane are like, he's got his arm around her in this booth. So Chris comes up and he's like, whoa, what's going on here? What's going on here?
And Shane's like, just having a conversation. Nice conversation. And Angelica's like,
Yeah, it's just like two really nice, sweet people just trying to get to know each other.
And Chris is like, well, it's looking a little bit more than that, okay?
He's like, yeah, well, this is how you and I sit, okay? This is what we do. And
okay, like, okay, bro, well, good luck with her. Good luck with her.
She goes, oh my God, what the fuck does that mean? Like, he's acting like he dated before. He wishes he dated me.
Chris did such a good job. Wow. Going in saying, hey, what's going on? All right. Have a great night. Bye. Good luck. Like, wow.
Yeah. Be careful with her. Be careful. What an ass. So she's really like,
oh my God, did he just like use his penis pump to come over here and cockblock me?
Dun, dun, dun.
That was pretty good. That's a good line. So Chris is like, you know, this pisses me off because obviously Jason's my fucking best friend, you know? And Shane's my boy. Is Shane going to do Jason dirty like that? But when it comes to bro code, you just don't do that shit, man.
Yeah, so then Venus is like, yeah, I don't get that shit. I don't understand what's happening with that. So then everybody's all mad about this thing. So Angelica's like, oh my God, I hope I ate enough so the tequila doesn't take over the situation. He goes, let it take over, baby. Let it take over.
She's like, oh my God, put the tongue away. He's like, sorry, I can't. You keep pulling it the fuck out. She's like, oh God, I hope your pull-up game is great. I'm like,
whoa, this is really escalating here.
She's like, fuck that bullshit. Let's have some fun.
So now everyone goes to dance, but they're all mad. So they're like, we're dancing because we're mad now. We're going to get our anger out on the dance floor.
So they're dancing and he's like, you look so good. And she's like, you're so disarming. I appreciate that. This is part of that riz that you have with all the girls, right, Riz? He's like, yeah. God. People.
Yeah, so they see that everyone else is dancing, so they go join them to dance. And then Marcus goes to check out if Jason's okay. And Chris is like, dude, he's fine, bro. Leave him alone. He's like, I don't give a fuck. And Natalie's like, I dodged a bullet right there. Dun, dun, dun. So... what's going to happen? And then it ends with Marcus going, what a whore.
And then those two. And then Shane and Angelica kiss on the dance floor, which is pretty quick. But you know what? I support it. Just because Jason was a fucker and he deserves to.
Yeah, support it too. They weren't dating. Come on, give me a fucking break. That guy, how many times is that guy going to stand her up? So stupid.
Exactly.
What a whore. Like, shut the fuck up, Marcus. Idiot.
Yeah.
I'm glad to know that this show is just going to keep idiotic men at the forefront, you know, because
exactly.
I love ragging on idiot men, but good Lord.
So fun. Well, thank you everyone for being here for this extraordinarily long episode. And we will catch you with some Southern Charm later today. And we got so much content still to come this week. There's so much. Thanks for being here. Get your tickets for the Golden Crappies. Don't forget about ad-free Watch for Crappins available on our Patreon. And we will catch you on the next episode. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
No.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
It's always a party on Allison Block.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's always automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call. It's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no less namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
Que sera, sera, whatever will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Arns?
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy. It's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
Make
Monique Way for AJ Lopez.
Happy Are We is Allison with an I.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V. Can't lose when you're with Amy Baldwin.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Let's go into the woods with Guy Tubbs.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Talifson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
You'll always get the full story with Tori Parsons.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.